Good evening, I'm John Yang. Palestinians say an Israeli airstrike on a United Nations aid distribution site in Gaza City has killed at least 8 people. The Israeli military said Hamas and Islamic Jihad had been operating from the building. Palestinian witnesses said those killed were either sheltering at the site or had gone there to get water or other aid. It came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubled down on his complaints about the Biden administration's support.
But about 4 months ago, there was a dramatic decline in arms supplies from the U.S. to Israel. Over long weeks, we have turned to our American friends with a request to speed up deliveries. We did it time and again.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, a Netanyahu rival, is to meet in Washington this week with Biden administration officials. The White House has denied any slowdown in weapons shipments. The Saudi Arabian health minister said that more than 1,300 Muslims making this year's Hajj pilgrimage died amid scorching heat. Able-bodied Muslims are required to make the journey to holy sites around Mecca at least once in their lifetime. More than half of those who died came from Egypt, leading Egypt to revoke the licenses of 16 travel agencies for failing to provide adequate services or protection from the heat. At least 2 Americans were among the dead. Police in Arkansas said they believe the victims of a grocery store shooting were targets of opportunity. The motive in Friday's shooting in Fordyce, a small town south of Little Rock, remains a mystery. 14 people ranging in age from 20 to 81 were shot, 4 of them fatally. The suspect has been charged with capital murder. And star American sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson is headed to the Paris Olympics. Her winning time in last night's women's 100-meter Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, was the world's fastest so far this year. In 2020, Richardson won the Olympic trials but was banned from the Tokyo Games after testing positive for THC. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the search for answers to why pregnancies end in miscarriage and how one ninth grader is helping restore Mississippi's oyster reefs.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.